When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. The Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 337 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Paige Swenson. Thanks, Paige. I hope I said it right.
I'm so sorry.
Swenson.
That made me laugh. Swenson.
Swenson. Like, but it's a son.
I know, S-O-N. But it's like, yeah, but it's like Swenson's is spelled the same way. Like Swenson's the
fast food.
I
got scared, all right?
I got okay. Swenson. Scared.
Are you in any way related to the Swensons?
Yeah, Swenson. Because that fast food is pretty good.
The jalapeno poppers are great.
Those are choice.
The potato teasers, man.
Mm.
Mm. With ranch.
Mm. With ranch.
Okay. Are you bell ready? Okay. Today we are going to be discussing part 3 of chapter 12 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Magic is my...
Which is book 7. Thank you.
Thank you. So make sure you've read the chapter and you're ready to panic at the disco your way through the details.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no exclamation point there.
Yeah. Panic at the disco. Thank you.
Are you a millennial or not?
I forgot about it, to be honest with you. Man, I am really sorry. Anyways, it's time, Catherine,
for the recapulation.
Hey! And that's for Megan from last episode. That's the note you left me. I hope I did it well for you.
I love that.
I think it's supposed to be recapitulation.
Whatever.
I was just letting you know.
What did Tiff say?
I don't know.
Recapitulation.
Recapitulation. That's probably a different word. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What I say.
Recapitulation is what you said.
Is that a word?
But I wonder what it means. Recapitulation.
She tried, okay? She did.
I know, she did.
She
tried really good.
I don't think what I said is an actual word, so we're fine.
She tried really good.
I didn't say anything that was terrible, so we're just going to go.
That's all that matters.
We're just going to do it.
Yeah, you've got to give us the recap.
Yeah. I was waiting for us to stop being ridiculous.
So.
Harry takes a dive into Voldy's head as he pays a visit to Gregorovitch.
Splash, I will take you to bath.
In Voldemort's head.
In the bathroom at Grandma Place. In my black bathtub, in my black bathroom.
The faucet looks like a snake.
That was good.
I'm so impressed with us.
Oh, that was pretty great, guys.
Well done.
Hermione tries to tell him off, but Harry tells her this is his decision, not Dumbledore's. Next morning, they prepare to break into the ministry, and Creature tells them he'll have steak and kidney pie waiting for them when they get back.
What is...
Weep.
What's
Womp.
All in that? Because it's
like kidney
beans,
I believe.
Yeah, it's not like kidney.
I typed steaky, by the way.
I'm fairly certain it's like steak and kidney beans.
Classic steak and kidney pie recipe.
I could be wrong, though.
From food, period. Also known as food.com. This is Gary. It's what it says at the top.
I know.
Oh, no. Someone in the Discord chat said it's definitely kidneys.
Holy Mother of the Merciful Lord. Heat a large frying pan.
Oh, it is. It's ox, kidney, or lamb's.
Hold on. Let me just... Beef drippings.
Why did I literally think that it steaks, was kidney beans?
Kidney, 1 pound of lamb kidneys.
No, thank you.
Puff pastries.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Onions.
Yeah.
Carrots.
Yeah.
Mushrooms.
Butter. No.
Fleur.
Butter.
Tomato puree. Bay leaf. Worcestershire sauce. Eggs.
Stop looking at me. Oh, you're not looking at me.
Anyways, moving on. So steak and kidney pie is indeed steak and kidneys.
I literally thought it was kidney beans. That's what it's going to be in my head forever because that sounds more appetizing.
You know why, too? Because, like, beans and toast are a big thing over there. So it just, like, felt like it'd be, like, a
I want to try
bean.
That.
Beans on toast?
Yeah.
I had it on a cruise once.
Was it good?
Yeah. I also really enjoy eating, they have, like, tomatoes in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love a tomato.
I don't.
Not to be confused with a tomato.
Let's I'm just too picky about tomatoes. Yeah. I like them warm.
Isn't that usually how they're served during breakfast?
Yeah, they are. They're warm.
Hmm?
They're served warm for breakfast.
They're like grilled or something.
Mm, that's not the same though.
So you mean like a sauce?
No, not necessarily.
What warm tomato? What are we talking about?
I like when there's slices of tomato on pizza and they're warmed.
But like, but that's like a stewed and peeled.
Yeah, I hate tomato skin. And I hate the seeds. It's like pumpkin guts.
It's not though.
It is a little bit
like pumpkin guts.
I like ketchup.
That's tomato puree.
I like tomato sauce. And I like sliced or diced tomatoes when they're on a pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, but you like if someone were to slice a tomato and put it on a pizza and cook it like that, you'd have like one bite and then you'd be like, meh. But if it's like a chunk in the sauce.
Three bites.
Excuse me.
But if they were diced, I would eat a lot more of them.
Yeah, but not with the
because
skin
there's
them.
Not as much seeds.
Okay.
They're gooey.
Tiffany, can you tell me the last time you had a diced tomato pizza?
You can put taco diced pizza. Tomatoes on pizza. Yeah.
Taco pizza.
Yeah, but you're talking about
no,
like...
No, it's usually cold on that, isn't it?
You're not talking about like you dice...
Warm, because the pizza
is... Tomato. And put it on there. You're talking about like it came in a can. It's
no,
like,
I'm talking about diced tomatoes.
When in the actual heck have you had that?
I've had it before.
Where?
I don't remember.
Where and when?
I don't remember, but I've had it.
The only pizza I know that does that is a Mexican pizza, and that's at T-Bell.
No, that, no, no. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I'm going to need you to remember.
I don't remember, but I know that I've had it before.
Warm diced tomatoes on like a regular run-of-the-mill pizza.
Yes.
Eggmalie suggested a margarita pizza.
Oh, maybe.
Yes, I like margarita pizza.
You get over it fast.
Mm, it depends. It depends how the tomato is sliced.
You have specific tomato needs.
Yeah.
Okay. What were we talking about?
I'm neurodivergent. What do you want from me?
Okay. That'll do, pig. That'll do.
It's all good. But next time you have that pizza,
I will let you know.
You're never gonna forget it.
I'm sure that you'll be there with me.
Uh-huh. I'll be like, oh, that's what you meant. And then we'll take a picture, we'll share it to Discord.
May likes a pickle pizza.
I do like a pickle pizza.
Pickle pizzas are sweet.
I do.
Some ranch.
Could you imagine if they diced pickles? That would be amazing because then...
Because it'd be all over my pizza.
Yeah, because I hate... That's what I don't like about like slices of tomato or like slices of things is when you bite it, it doesn't like bite all the way through and then it just like slides off and then it's messy. I hate that.
But we don't want sweet.
If you
usually
dice
relish
it,
is sweet. We don't want it sweet. We want dill.
They do make dill relish.
They do.
They do? Mm-hmm.
They do, but I don't want dill. I don't want relish.
Not that. We don't want
that's
minced.
Too diced.
We want diced.
Just chopped.
Chopped pickles.
Not finely chopped, just chopped. Chopped.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll make this pizza myself.
I almost asked how we got here, like, but that was from the kidney pie.
We went from steak and kidney pie
to pickle pizza.
To pickle pizza. Catherine, thank you for your contribution to this episode.
You're welcome.
I will now start my section. Okay. So if you don't remember, we're getting ready for the ministry, right? We're almost there. Mm-hmm. Two flights of steps lay ahead of them, and then we've got some signs. One says ladies and one says gentlemen's, and the trio have to split up for the first time, but not the last time today. And then Harry notes that there's a lot of dudes that are oddly dressed, obviously, because they're going to the ministry and they're in the muggle world. But this just appears to be a run-of-the-mill public toilet, if you...
Just a run-of-the-mill public toilet.
Just run-of-the-mill public toilet. Quote, blooming pain in the bum, this, eh? Forcing us all to get to work this way. Who are they expecting to turn up? Harry Potter! The wizard roared with laughter at his own wit. Ron gave a forced chuckle. Yeah, stupid, isn't it?
He's actually right there. You see that 6 foot?
You imagine up? The oddness of this moment for them?
Stupid, isn't it?
Stupid, isn't it?
You're not wrong.
What else do you say? But there is something just oddly hilarious about the fact that they, being what probably higher-ups deem lesser workers, right? How do you get in? You're going to flush yourself like the piece of poo that you are, right?
Yep.
Honestly, like that's what it feels like
for
to
real,
me.
Though.
So this has to be a new way of coming to work. So the name of the game, my friends, flush. Flush and go. So the workers have to flush themselves down the toilet to be able to get to the ministry. And so Harry's like, what do I do? Well, you spy on other people, and then you have Ron secretly tell you over a stall to step on in.
Flush yourselves in.
Was anybody
bloody
else
disgusting. Bloody disgusting.
Was anybody else really excited when they went into the bathrooms in Diagon Alley and they had these toilets?
What?
Where they've got the...
What?
They've got the thing to pull.
In Diagon Alley?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, they're actually automatic toilets, but like it is, it's like a whole, it's these toilets.
They don't have a...
I've been in that bathroom thingy so many times and I've never seen that.
They do.
But there's no lever.
There is.
Wrong lever!
But you don't actually use it.
I know, but I've never seen it.
But it's there. How it's like the tank is like way up high and then you like, and it's, yeah.
Girl, are you serious?
Yeah. I swear.
Like, I don't know. I think you hallucinated.
No.
Is this the pizza again?
No.
Look. I don't remember that. I never, ever, ever.
I wonder if I've taken a picture of it. I don't think I have.
I gotta know this. Who do we know that goes to that park often?
Google toilets and Diagon Alley.
Is anybody gonna have that?
Yeah.
No.
Thank you. Someone, Rebecca said this sounds familiar.
Rebecca, don't play her game.
Just kidding. a Reddit thread, weird question about Diagon Alley. But they want to know what the air freshener is that they use in the bathroom there.
Well, that's not what we need.
Oh, Maggie, I don't know. I mean, I want to be proved wrong because that'd be cool.
That is not what they look like. Is it?
It's similar, though. It has the tank. It has like a fake tank all the way at the top.
Okay. Okay. I don't remember, but I need to look at that now because that's a cool detail.
I swear.
Yeah. Okay. Now I got to go back.
I apologize. I'm glad to be wrong because that's cool. Does it have the string hanging down?
I thought it, maybe it used to, but they got rid of it or something. I don't know.
Okay, I think maybe that was what was holding me up.
Yeah, I don't remember a chain.
I swear that they used to, though.
Maybe they did. And maybe people were like
stupid with it.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. All right, well.
Look at that.
Thanks for noticing details that we don't.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm in there a lot.
So Dusty first said, is it in all the bathrooms inside the Wizarding World? Fun no, fact, there is only not. One bathroom in Diagon Alley, and true. It is that one.
It is that one.
And there's only one bathroom in Hogsmeade.
I don't remember. I don't think that they look like that in Hogsmeade. I think it's just Diagon Alley.
It's just that because they got Myrtle in there.
Myrtle in your ear. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, excuse me.
Yep. Okay.
It's. I'm getting over a cold still, guys. I'm really sorry.
Quote, he knew at once that he had done the right thing, though he had appeared to be standing in water. His shoes, feet, and robes remained quite dry. He reached up, pulled the chain, and next moment had zoomed down a short chute, emerging out of a fireplace into the Ministry of Magic. So the toilets are now connected to the flu network.
Flush the toilets to flu are now network. Connected my to God. The flu network. The flu network's now connected to the Ministry of Magic.
So the slogan is
come on, that was
flush
funny.
To flu network. Don't be a turd and travel with us.
I like that.
You're welcome.
I like that.
So they had landed in the atrium of the ministry, and Harry notes that it seems much darker than he remembered.
I can't believe you guys never noticed that much, in the bathroom. I'm sorry.
I'm sad about it.
Well, I'm
next usually time. Just running in there with an anxious pee.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Well, you know.
I'm sorry. Did I totally like mess up your joke or something? Did you say a joke?
No, I was going to say that it was going to be a joke.
I'm sorry. Can you start over?
No, it's lost. It's funny.
It's not. It hasn't. I'll laugh.
I hate you already.
I knew it.
No, I was just going to say it seems much darker than he remembered. And I was going to say much like the WB symbol.
And that was so funny.
Dumbledore judges you.
Hold his little Lego handy.
Love.
So this is love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have him fall.
Oh, Dumbledore tumble.
She made him die.
That fast. Anyways. So the fountain that used to be in the center the first time that he was here and second time, that was golden.
Ding, da, ding,
was
ding,
no
ding.
Longer there. It was actually destroyed. But anyways, instead of the fountain, there's now a gigantic statue made from black stone in the center. Harry described it as frightening and then describes it as, quote, this vast sculpture of a witch and wizard sitting on ornately carved thrones, looking down at the ministry workers toppling out of fireplaces below them. Engraved in foot-high letters at the base of the statue were the words, magic is might. So Harry is like standing there staring at this thing, and he doesn't really think about the fact that he needs to move because people are coming into work.
People keep flushing.
They keep flushing. Flush to flu. Travel with us. Don't be a turd.
Don't be a turd.
Don't be a turd and travel with us. He gets the next person coming out of the fireplace hits him in the back of the legs. And then they were like starting to scold him. And then they're like immediately scared and like scurry off because they're afraid of who Harry is, which is Runcorn. Said a voice, and he looked around to see a wispy little witch with the ferrety wizard from magical maintenance gesturing to him over beside the statue. Harry hastened to join them. You got in all right. I love this. I love this so much. You got in all right then, Hermione whispered to Harry. No, he's still stuck in the box.
There's got to be some sort of like happy moment.
Oh,
even a little spark of it, you know?
Oh, very funny. It's horrible, isn't it? She said to Harry, who was staring up at the statue. Have you seen what they're sitting on?
And it comes right back down.
Yeah. No, he's still stuck in the bog.
So Harry looks more closely to this statue. And I'm just going to read the description from the book. This is what he had thought were decoratively carved thrones were actually mounds of carved humans hundreds and hundreds of naked bodies, men, women, and children, all with rather stupid, ugly faces, twisted and pressed together to support the weight of the handsomely robed wizards. And Hermione mutters muggles in their rightful place.
I think that's so sad in the movie.
I was going to say that part was done so well in the movie.
This whole scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
It reminds me of a quote, like later on, like from Kingsley when they're hearing him on Potter Watch, and he says about like protecting muggles. He goes, it's like a short line from like wizards first to purebloods first, mm-hmm. and whatnot. And it just makes me think like the inspiration behind this was that they're mightier than the muggles and they need to put them in their place.
Yeah. So they had just gotten to the lifts when a voice said, Cattermole. And it's one of the Death Eaters who had been there for Dumble's tumble. He was coming right to them. It was Yaxley.
What a name.
Yaxley.
Yuckity yuck.
So he tells Ron, a.k.a. Reg Cattermole, that he had requested someone from Magical Maintenance to come to his office because it is still raining in there. And Ron obviously has no idea how to fix that problem. But no one in the elevator was coming to help him either in this situation. And I feel kind of bad because he tries to play it off like, you know, like, I'll help. But like, it's kind of funny, right? Like, it's still raining. Oh, wow. That's not good, is it?
Right.
And he laughs and he actually immediately just snaps back at him like, I'm now like heading down to interrogate your wife, Cattermole. Like, is it really funny? Is it? Because if my office isn't dry when I get back, her blood status is going to be even more in question than it already is. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if dig a little deeper about like the office raining, and it's like not the first time, it's like not the first office to be raining. And that is a clue to the low level secretive uprising that is happening within the ministry.
Yeah.
Because it is an atmospheric charm, I believe, that it's done. So it's like harder to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And it just lets you know that people are fighting back.
I like that. I didn't think of it that way. I thought of it as literally like how Hogwarts fights back. Like it like wouldn't let Umbridge into the office. I kind of thought of like the ministry as being sentient in that aspect as well. Like the ministry was doing that to their offices.
Oh.
But I like it better that it's actual workers. Has to be like the one way that they can do something.
Well, because we know that nobody's talking to each other, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows who to trust. Nobody's confiding in one another. They're not doing these things. But like, it's like a subtle nod to anyone who's paying attention. Like these things are happening and we're quietly starting to stand.
Yeah.
Did we ever look up Runcorn's name?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. It means Runcorn, wide cove or bay. And it's also a town in the UK near Liverpool.
He's a big dude.
Taylor's playing Liverpool this coming weekend.
That's cute. I'm excited for her.
Also, he says, already given her up as a bad job, have you? Probably wise. Be sure and marry a pureblood next time.
It's the open racism for me.
Yeah.
They don't care anymore.
No, they do not care.
And because they essentially know who's minister, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. In the movie, I like when Ron goes, have you tried an umbrella?
Does he really?
Yeah.
I hardly ever watch this movie because it irritates me.
Oh, but this scene is so good.
There are some really good scenes.
The ministry is done really well.
Look at my attempt at a toad in a bow.
That kind of looks like a cow.
Yeah, it does.
It's cute. I like it.
It's a cow toad.
Shout out to Muko.
Muka the Kitty.
This, like, these actors need, they just need some recognition. Because, like, they act like the trio.
Yeah.
They do.
As not the trio.
Right.
It's like Helena Bonham Carter acting as Hermione, acting as Bellatrix. Like, that's.
My only issue is the voices.
Yeah, I wish they didn't do that. But I understand for cinema purposes. So you remember who's who.
It's dumb. Jinx, you owe me Coke. Jinx, you owe me semicola. Jinx, you owe me Coke.
I don't want it.
Whoa. We have hit a new era. We have hit a new era.
We did this to ourselves.
I know.
Okay, well, I guess next time we have to just, like, cash in differently.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, cash in over the whole weekend.
Not what if the person who has, like, the most... Like, who has racked up the most jinxes, like, has won the most. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, they get something instead of, like, having to drink.
That's a good idea.
So that's, like, a fun try to
Because, like, obviously we're all going to have Disney Coke all weekend.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. So whoever has the most owed Cokes gets something special.
Yeah.
It has to be red. Because Coke's cans are red. You get to pick something red.
All right.
Okay.
I'm down.
Okay.
Down to clown.
Down.
New rules.
All right. Everybody heard it here. Okay. It's my turn. So, Yaxley was like.
I was like.
Big old delay gathering.
My brain was like trying to like reconnect.
Where we were.
I
want a sweet dart.
No.
I know, I'll wait. I'm just saying.
So he actually says, then attend to it, Cattermole. And if my office is not completely dry within an hour, your wife's blood status will be in an even graver doubt than it is now. So he actually nods at Harry / Runcorn with this unpleasant smile. And apparently Harry's supposed to appreciate the way that Cattermole has just been treated. So I guess, you know, Runcorn's not a very good dude, right? Mm-hmm. They're slowly learning about themselves, which this plan is like, Harry was right. Like, we just got to do it because, like, there's so many odds and ends to it. We can't make it neat.
They couldn't have planned for everything.
No, it's impossible. So the trio get on the elevator. And Ron, this part, it's funny, but it's even funnier in the movie. So in the book, he says, what am I going to do? He looks stricken. If I don't turn up, Cattermole's wife...
I love in the movie. Yeah, this is the one I remember.
You don't have a wife.
Have a wife. Oh, my wife's all alone downstairs. What am I going to do?
He's like, you don't have a wife. So funny.
So funny. It's crazy how they can like pack in like so much of the anxiety feeling of breaking in and tricking the ministry and also like have so many laughs. Like it was done very well.
I should sit up.
So Harry, what?
Did you see what Janine said in the chat?
Well,
she said, I rewatched Passport to Paris. Shout out Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. The other night. And when they jinx you. When you're shopping around for a wireless provider, don't you always think, what's the catch? Well, I heard for a limited time, all of Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. And I thought, what's the catch? But after I talked to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They don't have retail stores or salespeople, and instead they deliver premium phone plans directly to you. All plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and they're delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan, and you bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/swish. That's mintmobile.com/swish. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/swish. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
One thing we love doing, taking ideas and making them real. That's what this podcast is, and we couldn't do this without a ton of help from amazing people. So when we started selling online, we found the perfect business partner. Yep, it's Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
Shopify grows with your business no matter how far or how big you grow. Thanks to an endless list of integrations and third-party apps, anything you can think of, from on-demand printing to accounting to chatbots, everything you need to revolutionize your business.
Shopify makes it easy for you to show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style with gorgeous, flexible templates and powerful tools.
And once you've reached your audience, Shopify has the internet's best converting checkout to help you turn them from browsers into buyers.
What we love about Shopify is how, no matter how much you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take your business to the next level.
Running a growing business means getting the insights you need wherever you are. With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere.
Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/swishandflick, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/swishandflick to take your business to the next level today.
shopify.com/swishandflick.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Each other, they have to be silent until someone says their name.
I forgot all about that.
I know, I forgot that that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm being quiet. So Harry starts saying, like, we'll come with you to try and figure out this reigning office situation. We should stick together. But Ron says, no, that's mental. We don't have a lot of time. And then he asks Hermione, like, what do I do? This is like, the way she says this, it's like so Hermione. Like, her brain is just like a constant library, right? She can just like, I bet she's some kind of like photographic memory, like... Mm-hmm. She's like, try finite incantatum, said Hermione at once. That should stop the rain if it's a hex or curse. If it doesn't, something's gone wrong with an atmospheric charm, which would be much more difficult to fix. So as an interim measure, try impervious to protect his belongings.
An interim measure.
Right? And then Ron's like, say it again, slowly. Poor guy. And he's like, wants to write it down, but then more people come in. So one wizard says good morning to Harry. Or rather, Albert. And he leans forward to say, Dirk Cresswell, from Goblin Liaison? Mm-hmm. Nice one, Albert. I'm pretty confident I'll get his job now. And he winks at him. And Harry, like, smiles back, hoping that's good enough. So this is a call to way forward in the book. Maybe not way forward, but forward. So Dirk Cresswell comes up later when the trio are on the run. They're on a riverbank in Wales. They're concealed. So this group that contains Dirk doesn't know that they're there, and they overhear Dirk Cresswell's story.
Is he with Dean?
He's with Ted, Dean, and Griphook.
And right. Gornok.
And Gornok, yeah. So Cresswell had arranged with a wizard, and we'll go over this later again, but it's just cool to like remember the connections.
Mm-hmm.
He had arranged to have a false family tree made so that the ministry would believe that he was... I'm assuming pure blood.
Yeah.
Because why not just go big or go home, right? but Runcorn tracked the wizard who faked his family tree and then arrested Cresswell. Who had to take him? Oh, Snatchers arrived, dragged Cresswell across the atrium. He's actually in the movie. I looked up Dirk Cresswell, and he's one of the guys... I think in Diagon Alley, getting, like, taken away by the Snatchers.
Mm. Oh.
John Dawlish was charged with transporting him to Azkaban via broomstick.
Right. Dawlish, yeah.
Halfway, Dirk managed to stun him, and he believed that Dawlish was under the effects of the Confundus charm.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Imperius.
Dawlish thought that Dirk was under the effects.
No.
No?
No, because Dirk gets away. Dawlish is a Death Eater.
Yeah.
So he gets away from him pretty easily because he's confounded. He's not right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. In my head, Confundus was Imperio, and that's not right. He stole his broomstick, and he escaped. Sadly, eventually, this group was caught by the Snatchers, and Cresswell, Ted Tonks, and Gornuk were murdered, and Griphook and Dean managed to escape. So that's the story.
Yep.
We'll get to it later. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I didn't realize it was here. This is some random moment, and then like...
Yeah.
It comes back big time later.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. There's so much in this one chapter.
I know.
Tiffany. So they arrive at level 2 and Hermione like pushes Ron off the elevator. And just as the door closes, Hermione's like, I think I should go with him. Like, I don't really think he knows what he's doing. And if he gets caught, like this whole thing's blown.
Right.
Just then, the elevator doors open back up. Some people come in. The trio don't know who the one person is, but I looked it up. It's the Minister of Magic, so it's Thickness. Mm-hmm. And he's accompanied by a squat, toad-like witch wearing a velvet bow in her short hair.
I love that.
Umbridge.
I would like to point something out before we end this chapter. I just want to read to you the levels.
Mm-hmm.
This. So, level 4... Think about these. Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures, incorporating Beast, Being, and Spirit Divisions, Goblin Liaison Office, and Pest Advisory Bureau. All of these, in the Ministry's eyes, are on the same level. Think about that for a second. Goblins are on the same level as Magical Creatures and Pest Advisory Bureau.
And a big thing that Newt does is try to make the wizarding world not see magical creatures as pests, too. So, like, that's even a ding on them. But the goblins, that's, like, extra...
That's, like, that's bad. That is, like, a terrible...
That's bad.
It's not... You cannot put goblins on the same level as a
that's
pest.
Why, that's why they have so much beef with the wizards. I don't blame them.
And it just makes me think of Hogwarts Legacy...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And warring with them. And it just, I thought that that was interesting in a terrible way.
Magic is might, right?
Magic is indeed might.
All right. Are we ready for some lightning bolt questions?
I sure am.
Heck,
what is this? Oh, I drew a crab.
Where? Oh, yeah, look at his eyes.
It's a happy crab.
He's cute.
He has no legs. I must have forgot to finish him.
Dustyfur asks, what do you think happened when the real Mephalda and Albert Runcorn came back to work? They probably heard all about it.
I mean, I think everybody would have been cool with them.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah.
They knew it wasn't actually them.
They probably would have gotten questioned.
Oh, yeah, but then, 100%. Like what do you remember? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I think it would have been uncovered. They had no freaking idea.
None.
Let's see. Dusty fur again. Okay. Why didn't they prepare for if someone talked to them, especially when they didn't know who they were turning into? What if they picked someone really important?
I think that they were just going because they had to go. Right?
They did the best they could.
Well, there's a lot that they didn't think of. And I think that there's definitely the learning curve that they hit with this.
They're young.
17.
They're not aurors. They're not going to think of all... scenarios. I know that, like, obviously we think and talk about how brilliant Hermione is, but you can be book smart and not street smart.
True.
And I just think that it's like the lack of experience of being put in these types of situations. There's no way for them to actually know what they need to know.
And sometimes I feel like Harry just leans into his quick and
he does better under pressure.
Nice decision making
in
pressured situations.
Yeah.
But like Ron and Hermione haven't been in so like as many as Harry has.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in a lot.
But like, sometimes I feel like Harry just kind of like leans into that trait. But obviously, like we said, they're young, they're inexperienced. They're not, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Katie K asks, what weather would you want for your office?
Cloudy.
With a chance of meatballs?
Yeah. And tomatoes.
Mm. And sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a good chunky tomato sauce.
Me too.
I like tomatoes though. Like I like tomatoes a lot.
I love tomatoes with salt.
I was just going to say, I will slice up a tomato and put some salt and olive oil. Good.
Ooh, I haven't done that.
Here's what I ate. I don't know.
Close your ears.
Yeah. Cherry tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Cut them in half. Mm-hmm. Fresh mozzarella. Cube it up.
Okay.
Olive oil. A little bit of salt. Fresh cracked pepper. And then throw in some chopped up grilled chicken. Buddy, you get yourself a stew going.
What about balsamic?
I don't really subscribe to balsamic.
Sorry, I would probably like that with balsamic.
Yeah, throw some balsamic on there.
But cherry tomatoes, do you cut them in half?
So they won't pop in your mouth.
Yeah, I hate that.
It's a surprise. It's a little scary.
Blech.
I love it.
It's a texture thing.
And if your mouth isn't closed all the way, sometimes it's like,
I've had that happen.
I hate that.
I used to go in our garden and I would just like rub the dirt off the cherry tomatoes. And
would cut the cherry tomatoes in half and squeeze out some of the seeds. And then I would probably eat it.
I mean, you live your life.
All the nutrients are probably in the skin, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would want rain.
Would you want midnight rain?
Yeah. With a little bit of thunder, but no lightning, please.
So storm aesthetics?
I would like the aesthetic of storms.
Okay.
I'm allowed to want that.
I would want to go to sleep so I couldn't be that in a work situation.
I don't want it to rain.
I like it to be cloudy. Oof. Like a little bit of overcast makes me feel nice. But like a warm day. You know what I mean?
I like a cool day. Like today, actually.
Yeah, I want it to be like great. 60 yeah. degrees.
Today was fantastic.
It was a nice, cool pre-summer day.
Because it's not summer yet. A good summer soup day.
It was a summer soup day.
I want to make corn chowder. That's a good summer soup. Okay.
Yep.
Sam, who would you polyjuice the person next to you into to go to the ministry?
That's a tough question for me. Who? Which one?
Why is it a tough question?
You can do Katie and Katie will do me.
Okay. Dolores Jane Umbridge.
Why?
You could just take the locket right off your own little neck, Tony.
That would be perfect.
It won't appear on my neck, though.
What?
She was wearing it.
Oh, I'd have to knock her out, right?
Yeah.
She ain't gonna come normally.
You never know.
What's happening?
What?
I don't know.
I would turn Tiffany into Arthur Weasley.
Arthur,
can I interest you in a ham sandwich?
Why what am I like wrong blanking on everybody?
Just think of a ministry person.
Mafalda Hopkirk.
Nah, I can't pick one that's already used.
I know. Eric Munch.
Dude.
Security.
Eric Munch.
Everyone's going to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Munch. I answered for you. Bunch of crunch during brunch.
Mia, if given the opportunity, would you punch Umbridge in the face?
Sure would.
Punch her in the face?
Right in the snoot.
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah. Think about what she's done.
Yeah, I think I would.
I don't condone violence. Let's just be real. If I was defending myself.
I don't feel like I'd be able to get a good punch in, so like I'm mad at
really?
I feel like I'd have to, I don't know what I would do, but.
You never punched anybody before?
No.
Not in the snoot?
No.
I don't think I've ever punched anybody in the face.
I've accidentally punched myself in the face.
That makes sense for you.
Many times.
It's usually me pulling up my sleeve.
Don't punch people. Don't be out here punching people. But yeah, I'd totally punch a fictional character.
It'd be like a Hercules punch to Hades. Boom! His whole face
yeah.
puckers in.
Yeah. Did you say yes?
I said yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'd want to. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Since Discord discourse.
Yeah, yeah.
Michigan McKenna. As a Slytherin, I absolutely condone violence against that woman. Agreed.
Yeah.
Mia.
She's literally evil.
Yeah. Note that it's also only handsomely robed wizards atop the Magic is Might statue. No witches. Patriarchy strikes again.
No surprises Ew. There. Also, like what's his face has like super fancy robes going on.
Oh, yeah.
Like gold.
It's black and gold.
Gold threads, right?
Wait, Silver doesn't Yaxley and gold. Thickness have black and gold on? I know the minister does. Minister.
I don't
big
know.
Big quotes on that one.
Yaxley. Yaxley.
What's his first name? Buttmunch?
I actually don't know.
What?
Buttmunch Yaxley. Amy Lumary Sue says, the toilet entry must be revenge for people laughing at the You Know Poo campaign. Tommy's ego couldn't take it.
That sounds about right. She's still laughing at poor old BM Yaxley.
Butt Munch Yaxley.
All right, fart sniffer Yaxley. A lot. Look at
Corbin.
Him. His name's totally Butt Munch.
His name is Corbin.
He's not worthy of a cool name like that.
I agree. I feel like I've read a book with someone named Corbin, and I can't remember who.
Corbutt.
Oh my God. Read the fan story, please. Tiffany.
What?
We're all in this together. We just gotta keep listening to Katie's jokes. We're all in this together. You just gotta laugh when she says something that's supposed to be funny.
Throw her a bone.
That's just you because you vowed it.
I did vow it.
No, you didn't. Did you?
Yeah. I did.
Oh, in front of everybody?
You were there.
I don't remember your vows.
If I had been invited to your wedding, I would have remembered your vows.
You were watching my precious son.
Katie was.
Moira Rose being the officiant at Pat Sajak's wedding. Can I buy a vow?
Oh my God. Happy retirement, Pat.
Yeah, his last show.
Can you please read the fan story?
I thought we were having a good time.
Yeah, I thought this was all organic fun.
Discord, are you having organic fun?
Organic.
I only subscribe to organic laughs.
I only subscribe to fabricated fun. Dash Meg.
Every time you say organic, I just keep thinking of organic shoes from the I Bet You Think About Me. Your organic shoes. Your $1 million couch.
This couch we're sitting on is not $1 million.
I bet you Priceless. Think about me.
Tiffany.
If I had $1 million.
Tom the barkeeper.
Make sure you eat the pea soup before it eats you.
Before it eats you.
That's what he says.
That's not Tom the barkeeper.
Oh, look, you just gave Gryffindor yes, another bingo. Keep talking about no, Taylor
the
Swift.
The head says it.
Eat
before it eats you.
That's right. Pea soup?
Mm-hmm. And then Harry's like, no.
No.
Why am I not going to Azkaban? I blew up my aunt.
Have we read the fan story yet?
No, this comes from Dean, October 2019.
Are you
the
before times?
Dean Thomas.
Oh, okay. I just tried to use my screen as a touch screen, and that's not how Macs work. Don't touch it, you dirty-handed lady.
Oh! Kayla grabbed our computer one time, and she's like, oh, is this not touch screen? I was like, okay, Android.
No, she always likes to get on our butts about Androids.
Yeah.
She laughs about all the lack of features that we have.
I mean, she does have cool features I didn't
realize existed. She's not wrong.
Yeah. Dean Thomas says.
Thomas.
Dean, maybe Thomas. Dear wonderful hosts.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to share my Harry Potter experience with you. First off, you have the best Harry Potter podcast.
Bless you.
I've started at the beginning and now I'm on episode 76. The way you...
Oh, okay.
Long time ago. I wonder if you're caught up, Bless.
In the olden days.
The way you break down each chapter is absolutely amazing.
Aww.
That means unhinged.
Or would you say... chaotic.
Tomatoes.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Jinx, you owe me a Summer Cola. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Jinx, you owe me a Summer Cola. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Jinx, you owe me a Summer Cola. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Jinx, you owe me a Summer Cola. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Jinx, you owe me a Summer Cola. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Jinx, you owe me a Summer Cola. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Jinx, you owe me a Summer Cola. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Bing, bing, bing. Catherine. Catherine one. Catherine. Megan. O's. Katie. Runner's long, man. I'm telling you. You need to like... secretly do breathing exercises
to be her. Meg, what are you doing? Practicing.
I need to.
We have a winner, Clive.
Thank you, Janine. Oh my God, Dean.
I'm sorry.
I'm 35, married, and have four wonderful daughters.
Hmm.
My wife and I are both Hufflepuffs, yeah, and Puckwudgies. My Patronus is a Manx cat. That's awesome.
I'm jealous. That's cute.
Yeah.
My wand is 10 3/4 inches vine wood with unicorn hair and is pliantly flexible. I first came across Harry Potter when I was 16. It was 2000 when Goblet came out. Still my favorite book. My cousin was visiting from California. I live in Utah. As she was going on and on about Harry Potter, I had to read it. The only book she had was Goblet. So that's where I started. The World Cup is my absolute favorite chapter. I was so disappointed when it wasn't in the movie. You and the rest of the fandom, I'm very sorry. After I read Goblet, I went and purchased the first three. I got through them all in an entire weekend. I've seen all the movies in theaters, and every other weekend, my family has our own Harry Potter weekends.
That's awesome.
We watch all 8 movies. I love to see my kids' eyes light up to the magic. My kids keep asking when we're going to Harry Potter Land. Aww. Hopefully next Christmas.
I hope you went. If you did, please let us know.
Yeah, I need that update as well.
Yeah, did you go?
Did you look at the toilets?
Yeah, do you know? Can you report that the toilets have pull strings? There's a snake in my bowl. Sorry, that was stupid.
Why would you say that? Did you combine the taps? The snaky tap? No, it was just Toy Story. Oh, I see. She connected Woody's pull string to there's a snake in my boot, to hot snakes, to there's a snake in my bowl. Ipso facto. That all made sense.
Also, my brain wanted to say you bend, but it defaulted to bowl because I couldn't remember it in time.
I'd already started talking before I realized what I wanted to say.
And then it all came out and I regretted it all.
Never regret it.
Dean, I'm sorry.
Who are you?
For the longest time.
Jinx, you guys both owe me a Coke.
You don't have to yell.
Now we're out for blood.
Now that we change the rules. Now that we get a prize.
Now that there's a prize and not bubble gut. It's not bubble gut. It's just bubbles in the pop. That's the case.
Mia Tiffany owes me two.
What? Where did the two come from?
come from?
Because I jinxed both of you.
Thank this you. Doesn't mean I have two. It means one and one.
I know. I was saying also.
O-T-O-O.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's not how I took it.
I understood it as T-W-O, but that's neither.
Twoe. For the longest time, my wife had only seen the movies, and every time we watched them, I would always comment on how the book and movies were different. I finally talked her into reading my old books. I purchased all of them in hardcover, 5 through 7. I was at the midnight launches.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Me too.
She went through them in a couple weeks. Now we've been having nonstop conversations about the books. Keep up the good work, and don't let the muggles get you down. Thank you so much for an amazing podcast.
Thank you for your story.
Thank you, Dean Thomas.
Thanks, Dean, not Thomas, Thomas. Thank you. Oh, I totally put the bingo under jokes on accident. Like, what? Oh, my God. Okay.
We're fine.
What do Death Eaters eat for breakfast?
Death.
Crucios.
Oh. like Cheerios. They're magically delicious.
They're magically really painful.
God. Sometimes you say some messed up stuff.
Try living in my head. It's a little scary.
If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find myself and Katie on TikTok and Instagram at The Peaches Family. And if you'd like to follow Tiffany on Instagram, you can. And her handle is tiffswish_flick.
You want some more of this?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bingo went to Gryffindor again.
Marguerite.
But it went to Marguerite, and we love her, so I'm happy for you.
Marguerite likes a margarita pizza.
Maybe she does.
Do you, Marguerite? I don't
know. The House Cup standings, I'm almost positive, are the same, so I'm just going to say they are. Ravenclaw's in first, Gryffindor's in second, Hufflepuff is in third, and we're not going to talk about Slytherin.
They're in fourth.
Weep womp.
Weep womping Willow. Thank you.
I love that you remember which one that is. It's green for Slytherin. We know that's a lame button.
I'm all right.
You're sweetie. Oh, what's this for? Tomatoes?
Tomatoes.
Insanity.
Me saying
dumb stuff.
This is for snakes and bowls.
There's a snake in my bowl. There's a snake in my U-bend.
We see everything.
Hi, I'm Woody. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Howdy.
You uncultured swine. What are you looking at, ya hockey puck?
Like a potato head takes off his lips and
kisses his butt.
I like the gas station scene.
Well, good riddance, you loony. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
It's just... That's gold standard.
Can we
watch
that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're not going to do it tonight. But
down our dealing.
Oh, Mrs. Nesbitt.
Buzz, buzz, buzz. End this.
That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please come back. Don't let the muggles get you down.
There's so much wrong with us.
Where to start?
Amazing! Just my voice!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.